This episode of The Intersection includes audio from Mountain View's Media Archive. The city has recorded all of its council meetings since 2008. Sound quality does vary. And now, the final episode from the intersection of North Shoreline and Space Park Way. Here's the scene. It's a warm September night in Silicon Valley, and it's standing room only inside Mountain View's City Council chambers. After 10 years of discussion and debate, the council is on the cusp of deciding how much housing to build in a neighborhood and region starved for more. But there's a visitor at the lectern who's about to throw a wrench into their plan. His name is Joe, and he represents the biggest business in town, which also happens to be one of the most powerful companies in the world.
Next speaker, please.
I'm Joe Van Bellingham. I'm Googler's new senior director of design and construction.
The interaction starts off cordial enough, but as the meeting progresses, Joe is not happy with how things are going. And that's important because most of the 10,000 proposed housing units would be built on land already owned by Google.
Okay, well, I mean, the reality is no new office, no residential. I just want to be upfront with everyone because we cannot invest this kind of money that's necessary to create residential at a 20% affordable housing, the kind of environmental objectives you want. We can't do it and won't do it.
Google has been clamoring for new housing in this neighborhood for years. But basically, Joe is telling the council that to make it worthwhile for Google, the company needs approval for an additional 800,000 square feet of office space, or the equivalent of 14 football fields filled with Googlers. And that's on top of the 3 million square feet of new offices that the council has already okayed. Council member Margaret Abikoga isn't buying it.
I think it's was presumptive to assume that you would get granted more office space.
We have
this
a business
is the envelope
we
we've been trying
to run
to,
right
but,
now.
What is the point of us doing a plan if it's not going to be followed? We've spent 10 years on this.
Vice Mayor Lenny Siegel tries to set the record straight.
Yeah, again, they've been telling us they want the offices. I've heard it before. It's not new. But I've told them all along that we aren't just trying to solve the traffic problem, we're trying to solve the housing crisis, and building more and more offices in an area that doesn't have enough housing just doesn't work. So,
I just want to be upfront and make our position known, so.
All right, well, it's my guess that you're going to get a lot of letters.
I'm David Boyer. Welcome back to The Intersection, a series that looks at our changing cities one street corner at a time. Throughout this season, we've heard a bit about Google's plans for the North Bayshore neighborhood and seen snippets of Mountain View's local government in action. But in this, the final episode of the season, we're going to see how it all comes together as the City Council confronts a regional housing and transportation crisis while trying to plan for the future of their town. These days, like most cities in Silicon Valley, Mountain View finds itself in an enviable position. Their schools are some of the best in the country, unemployment is at 2.5%, and the once desolate downtown is now bustling. It all looks good, looks really good, but just beneath the surface, there are signs that all isn't well, like people living in their vehicles and two-hour commutes. Most of these and other problems can be traced back to one simple data point.
There are more jobs than there are places to live.
That's Mountain View resident Deb Henningsen. She's one of the diehards who have been pressing the city council to approve more housing for close to a decade. Now, if this were a hypothetical problem, Mountain View could install a hypothetical moat, pull up the drawbridge, and just maybe there'd be enough housing for current residents. But Deb knows that's not reality.
We can't just pretend like people aren't going to move here. People are coming. We got to put them somewhere.
You see, the Bay Area's latest tech boom shows no signs of slowing, especially in towns like Mountain View, Cupertino, and Menlo Park, home to Google, Apple, and Facebook. These companies, and hundreds more, continue to expand locally, which has led to some of the worst traffic in the region and country. And this is the riddle that council members like Ronit Bryant and Lenny Siegel are trying to solve.
Development cannot move forward until we have solved the problem of how we get people into North Bayshore. We're already clearly at capacity.
My biggest concern is the number of offices.
We currently have roughly 25,000 people working in North Bay Shore, and we have projection of 13,000 new jobs. And we have something like 360 housing units in North Bay Shore. We have an incredible imbalance already baked in the cake. Maybe at some point we'll have a monorail, but at this point I'm leery of increasing office space. I'm saying it now because I think it's a general point that applies to the entire discussion.
So what's a city to do with these converging realities? How do you plan for a bright, shiny future when the present is kind of a mess? It's a lot to put on the shoulders of a group of council members who are not architects or planning experts. They're tech workers, lawyers, engineers, activists, and one owns a local Baskin-Robbins. The job of the seven elected members is to articulate a vision for the city and a set of policies that reflect the will of the public. A simple majority is needed to approve any major development, but along the way, they need to balance public opinion with the input from experts and lobbying from companies like Google. And make no mistake, the hometown tech giant is in the thick of it. And every council meeting is peppered with a few dozen mentions of Google.
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 Google. Google.
Which makes sense, since they are by far the single largest employer and landowner in Mountain View. And in the last few years, Google has bought billions of dollars of land in North Bay Shore. And now, the majority of this neighborhood
is actually owned by Google.
Essentially, they want to build Googleville here. But in return, the city has some demands of their own. And that is what council members and the Google representative were arguing about at the beginning of this episode. And it's what's threatened to derail this entire process. Turns out, fitting a massive company into a relatively small town is complicated. No wonder it's taken the city council 10 years to get to tonight. A final vote on what can and cannot be built at our intersection and throughout North Bay Shore.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the December 12th Special City Council and Shoreline Regional Park Community Meeting. So tonight we will be discussing the North Bay Shore Precise Plan, and with any sort of luck, we'll be passing it tonight.
Normally, there's about 20, maybe 30 people in the audience. At tonight's council meeting, there's more than 100, and almost all of them are here to show their support or weigh in on the proposed plan. But it will be hours before they can actually speak.
I would like to ask everybody to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Most meetings unfold the same way, with the first few hours reserved for routine matters like commendations, approving minutes and contracts, as well as a study session on one big issue.
The purpose of tonight's study session is to provide an update on the current status of the bike share industry.
Eventually, we get to the item that most of us are here for.
We're going to move on to item 6.1, a public hearing on the North Bay Shore.
It's more than 2 hours since many of us arrived.
We're joined at the dais by Community Development Director Randy Suda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. Just wanted to provide a recap of where we've been. The story of this really begins back in the summer of 2008, believe it or not.
Okay. In the last decade, there's been more than 100 meetings and probably 1,000 hours of conversation. Lucky for you, my associate producer and I listened back through Mountain View's entire archive. We pulled out the most significant moments and the things you need to know to understand the twists and turns that led to tonight. And away we go.
Please don't stop the music.
It's early 2008 when council begins discussing a plan for the future of North Bay Shore.
Please don't stop the music.
George W. is president, The Apprentice is still on the air, and there's no such thing as Uber or Instagram. Many on the council and in the community see a new North Bay Shore as a chance for Mountain View to do something revolutionary.
The North Bay Shore is a striking opportunity to create a model, sustainable community of the future.
You know, in my perfect world, we'd have a car-free area. Let's look at some transit alternatives that maybe don't exist today.
North Bay Shore is this fabulously exciting combination of wildlife and the highest of high tech. That is something that nobody else in the world has. And I have very little interest in being homogenized. You know, everyone builds tall towers. Let's build tall towers. Why?
Please don't stop the music.
Google's head of real estate, David Radcliffe, was on board with an early draft of the plan.
We think it's visionary, and it will truly change the landscape from the traditional suburban office park, which we think is dead, to something very, very forward-looking and leading.
And Googler Anna Battaglio, who lives near the intersection, was excited about the prospect of more services in her neighborhood.
I think as someone living there in the mobile home park, I'm like the opposite of a NIMBY. I'm like a YIMBY. I'm like, yes, please, build cafes, restaurants, daycare, parks, like all sorts of stuff that we could use would be awesome.
But reality began to peek through early on. In September of 2008, just a few months into the process, the Great Recession hit. And cities across the country, including Mountain View, worried about being able to pay their bills.
You know, as right now we're in a recession. You know, it's imperative upon us to make sure the city still functions and so forth.
I am just so leery of giving up commercial, industrial income to residential. We need the tax revenue to run the city. What I've seen throughout other cities is that when the residential, it just sort of, not to use the word cancer, but it just keeps growing and absorbing all the land around it.
And as the process continued, more and more issues were raised.
The concerns with more North Bayshore development is that it will generate more traffic. If we want residential development, we should probably avoid single-family homes and go for a little bit higher density.
I hope that Google can continue building up and not spreading out. I think the more we spread out, the more we're going to create traffic problems.
And if we build this much new office space, what happens to the quality of life as we now know it?
There is a dichotomy between people wanting to keep the small town feeling and then saying, but we also want more housing and affordable housing. And do those two in some way contradict each other? Yes, they do.
Company housing, I don't like to use the term Google because I don't want to pick on anybody. But, you know, housing by companies went out with the mining towns where you live there and you work there, and not in favor of that.
But perhaps the most contentious issue was what new housing would do to the area's rich but fragile habitat. Because it would be built very close to the bay and a shoreline that includes salt marshes and sloughs that are home to an array of distinctive birds and critters.
I'm here to speak on behalf of the wildlife and the owls.
We have concerns with housing and specifically the introduction of pets and cats into the area.
Me and my friends always go there to see the little tiny cute little boring owls that we all love and the crazy jackrabbits and all those crazy birds flying around honking at us.
I never saw in the environmental impact statement any mention of what more cats would mean for the birds.
I think that the argument that we can't put people out there because of cats is climbing the wrong tree. People commuting 90 minutes in each direction is terrible. This is the major source of greenhouse gas emissions from Mountain View, and we are not taking responsibility for it.
Next speaker, please.
But if there's one thing that most people agree on, it's that housing is a regional issue.
Good evening. My name is John Ram. I'm the planning director for the city of San Francisco,
which is 40 miles north of Mountain View.
It might seem unusual for me to be here today, but I'm really just here to thank you for considering this project and the development of the site. As I've gotten into the housing crisis in the Bay Area, I have come to believe that large sites like this are really important for all of us to consider.
There is no way we can resolve the housing problem for the Bay Area. There is no way. It cannot be resolved on a city-by-city level.
This conversation went on for years. By 2012, everyone craved a decision and some clarity, especially David Radcliffe, Google's head of real estate.
Our business has been waiting eagerly for 3 or 4 years now, and it's time to take action and give the businesses in North Bayshore and the rest of Mountain View certainty on what we can plan for our future growth. Obviously, we've heard lots of conversation here about housing. We fully support housing. We are in a global environment, and for hiring talent, we turn over every rock everywhere in the world. And what we are hearing from, you know, the people we find under these rocks is they want to live near where they work.
There's been a lot of pressure. And if our mind is made up, then just like Mr. Radcliffe said, let's move forward. So I would be really grateful if we were completely clear today.
You want a straw vote? Or?
We could do a straw vote. And I could do arguing, but, you know, it's probably not going to do any good.
Those that are in favor of the no housing option, raise your hand.
Four hands go up.
Okay, it's 4-3, so it's looking pretty clear.
The majority of council says no housing. What doesn't
kill you makes you stronger. That was 2012, and if you think that was the last word on North Bayshore, well, let me fast forward a bit. From 2012 to 2014. The Great Recession is a distant memory here. Silicon Valley's tech-fueled economy is surging, with Google alone adding 10,000 jobs in Mountain View between 2008 and 14. A tight real estate market has slid into a regional housing crisis. Home prices and rents have doubled. More people are living in their cars and on the street. And a public that was once divided is now pretty much in favor of building new homes in North Bayshore. The council had a chance to course correct in 2014 as they finalized more detailed plans for the neighborhood. But once again, they said no to any new housing while approving more than 3 million square feet of office space. But this time, they were way out of sync with what residents wanted. Now, in this dark age of American politics, it's tempting to disengage, to feel like one person has little power to affect change. That's why I want to introduce you to Pat Showalter.
I am a housing advocate. For many years, I think people thought I was much too strident about that. But, you know, time marched on and the problem's gotten worse and needs a tremendous amount of attention. So I decided to run for city council in 2014. What turned out to be the deciding issue was whether or not you supported housing in the North Bayshore. And all of the people who were elected were pro-housing, and none of the people who were anti-housing were elected. Now, I got the most votes, and I became vice mayor immediately upon taking office.
Now, mayor and vice mayor are not elected. They're rotating positions among council members with little real power. But they do serve as ambassadors to the public, and that's a role that Pat Showalter embraced with gusto, like at this community workshop about North Bayshore in 2015.
We are about to embark on a momentous journey here. We're planning a new neighborhood in the North Bayshore.
That's right. More than 7 years after the council began this discussion about housing, they basically had to start over in 2015.
We've gone through that and decided that we should. But now we've come to the question of what does that mean? And certainly getting information from experts and information from our community is pretty much the best way we can possibly go about it. So that's what we're going to do.
So that brings us to tonight's meeting. Perhaps you'd like me to just keep fast-forwarding all the way to the vote. But part of what makes these meetings important is that they are a chance to see the wheels of democracy turn, even if they turn ever so slowly. And that just may be the difference between government and business. Businesses like Google prize decisiveness and efficiency. Representative governments like Mountain View's, on the other hand, are all about the public process, taking a lot of perspectives into account and proceeding with caution. Now, at this point, the council has been talking about the same issue for almost a decade. This is the night they're going to decide, so I can't imagine there's much left to discuss. But alas.
We're joined by Principal Planner Martin Alcar.
And I'll just summarize the 10 policy topics and questions before you tonight.
You heard that correctly. 10 issues that must be resolved before voting. Because they're not just deciding whether or not to allow housing, they are actually voting on an incredibly detailed 237-page plan that will guide the next 20 years of development in North Bayshore. To be fair, most are minor issues that can be dispatched with pretty quickly. But there are a few big-ticket items to discuss.
The sixth major policy topic is affordable housing. The seventh topic is the bonus FAR. Topic number eight, guidelines focusing on local hire policy. The ninth topic, master plans. And that concludes staff's presentation. Thank you.
Okay. We seem to be finished with council questions. And the next item of business is public comment. Just by a show of hands, how many people intend to speak?
About 50 hands go up, some holding signs that read 9,850 homes with a hashtag say yes.
Since there are many of you and we still have to discuss all of the items ourselves, I respectfully ask you to keep your comments as brief as possible, especially if you're near the end and everything you want to say has already been said. So whomever wants to go first, please come on up.
Cliff Chambers, Mountain View resident.
Most city council meetings, attendance is pretty sparse. It's the same handful of regulars like Cliff. They're mostly white and skew older. But on nights like tonight, when there's something juicy and or consequential on the agenda, council chambers fill up with a younger, more diverse crowd, and unions and advocacy groups pack the room with their members.
Business representative of Local 393.
Sheet metal workers, Local 104.
Local 104.
Because nothing gets the council's attention like one person after another.
We support the local hire policy.
The addition of the local hire policy.
Striking the same notes.
The inclusion of the local hire policy.
Over and over. And then there are representatives from Google.
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 You may remember, things got a little heated the last time they addressed the council.
Okay, well, I mean, the reality is no new office, no residential. I'm just, you know, I just want to be upfront with everyone.
The next day, local papers ran headlines like, Google demands more office space, and don't be evil, Google threatens to block housing if it doesn't get its way. Even Googlers expressed their displeasure with their employer's threats. And the company backtracked a few days later. Tonight, just 3 months later, they send a different spokesperson.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council. I'm Mark Golan, Vice President of Real Estate and Development at Google.
And before the council votes, the company seems all in.
Google strongly supports the final adoption of the North Bay Shore Precise Plan. We share the city's and the community's vision for a forward-thinking, accessible, and dynamic experience for everyone. Google is proud to call Mountain View home, and we recognize the community for their patience and their invaluable input as they've contributed throughout the process. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming out. All right, seeing no more speakers from the public, we're going to get to work.
And work they do. It's now 9:36 p.m. For the next hour and 15 minutes, they go over the minutia of the plan and resolve open issues like how the council will handle large projects moving forward. They can see the finish line. That, and the fact that it's closing in on 11 o'clock, seems to motivate last-minute compromises. Yes.
No? Are you saying no, Lenny?
No, I can live with it.
Uncle. Lisa? Lisa can live with it as well. So we have a bunch of I can live with it, which means we've made sausage. Outstanding. All right. So we've been going for about, almost 3 hours now? In a row, so I think we might want to take a bio break. We'll take a 7-minute break.
With each break, a few more people peel off and head home. They have late dinners to eat, kids to tuck in, and work in the morning. But there are still about 25 folks remaining. Some of them, like Deb Henningsen, have been coming to these meetings since 2008.
Why do you keep showing up?
If we don't take care of the future of our community, then somebody else will make it something we don't want it to be. I mean, that's what's happening in the rest of the country. So it starts with a few people showing up, and then it becomes more people showing up, and that's how we shape our future. So many people have been waiting for this moment.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is back in session. To the intrepid few who are still with us, we're getting close to the point where we can vote on the item itself, but there are still some dangling issues based off of input from the public. So we're going to address those. It looks like Vice Mayor wants to go.
This is what it takes to craft and pass good policy. Still, I'm struck by the council's dedication. They make compromises, but they don't cut corners, even after nearly 6 hours tonight and 10 years in total. They give each issue its due and every option a thorough vetting. And did I mention, they only get paid $1,000 a month for their service.
Yes.
The Sierra Club submitted a letter on bird safe design.
I very much support that.
Yeah, I support it too.
So the letter also talks about what may be a proposed suspension bridge. I think it's a good idea not to have extra wires.
You know, the whole idea we're trying to convey is that we want all the building that's done in the North Bay Shore to be avian friendly, which means a suspension bridge doesn't qualify.
10 years of discussion, about 10,000 new homes, and it will all cost upwards of $10 billion to complete. And what are they debating?
We're making decisions about bridges before we've even seen a proposal.
There are other options for bridges.
Bird safe design for a bridge that probably will never exist.
None of us have looked at it. So you know, I might want to focus on the fish or the reptiles.
Not even need a bridge?
At this point, it's dedication with a heavy dose of delirium.
My vote is to supports Chris. I think that's...
That's four.
So we can move on. Okay. What this meeting needs right now is more cowbell. Okay, good. Got your attention. All right, so we're wrapping it up soon. I see a motion on the floor. Lenny, would you like to read the motion that you've just made?
Yes. I move that we adopt a resolution certifying the North Bay Shore Precise Plan subsequent...
2 minutes later, he's still going.
Adopt a resolution to adopt the Affordable Housing Administrative Guidelines for the North...
Mind you, he's just reading the titles of all of the different pieces of the resolution. What goes unread are reams and reams of supporting documents and policies that reflect 1,000 hours of conversation and debate and study by the staff and council.
Attachment 7 to the council report as amended. That's the motion. I think this is a cutting-edge plan that sets a standard, not just for the Bay Area, but for much of the country. And I'm hoping we'll get a unanimous vote for this.
We have a motion on the floor and a second from Councilwoman Showalter. I invite our council for discussion. Good Lord, I'm tired. Pat.
Believe it or not, they each get one last chance to say a few more words.
This is why I ran for city council. I'm very proud to be able to approve housing in the North Bay Shore.
Margaret.
We cannot do this alone. And so I would ask that housing advocates, I appreciate you coming out here 24 times, but we have heard you, you know, and now it's really time for you to go to other communities. And that's really the harder work, if you ask me, because this community is supportive of housing, unlike many of our other communities around us.
John, are you?
I just want to add a cautionary voice. It's great that we've got this housing, but we need to make sure we have that. The other part of the equation, regional mass transit to get people moving around.
So here we are at the final moment, about to call the question and ask for a vote. And I can't tell you how excited I am. So let's call the question.
This is where you would expect a dramatic, all in favor say aye. But it doesn't happen. The vote is done digitally, in silence.
This motion passes unanimously.
And so, a few minutes after midnight, with just a handful of folks left to applaud, it's official. There will be new housing in North Bay Shore.
With tonight's vote, the council has adopted a new vision, one that transforms a suburban office district designed mostly with cars in mind to something very different, a mixed-use district with taller buildings and greater densities.
The new North Bay Shore will have close to 10,000 apartments, and at least 20% will be affordable. It will be bird-friendly, and it will become a complete neighborhood with schools, retail, and offices. Ironically, this is almost identical to the plan proposed by Mountain View City planners more than 30 years ago.
But the plan doesn't end with its adoption. In fact, we are only getting started. The next phase is implementation.
Now the real work of turning a vision into reality begins. Google is practically building a new neighborhood from scratch. It will soon return to the council with a comprehensive plan for the 3 million square feet of office space and all of the housing. Moving forward, they will also need the council to approve each project. And then a decade or two of new construction will follow.
Thank you guys for staying.
Just before people walk out, some of us are intending in a few minutes to head over to the Chamber of Commerce to celebrate our achievement tonight. And you're welcome to join us.
Have a little champagne.
Or a lot.
And there is reason to celebrate. Yes, the path has been roundabout. Yes, it's probably taken too much time and money. But maybe the slow, drawn-out process is a feature of city government, not a bug. It allows the decision-makers to be thorough and responsive. And it gives the public, people just like you and me, plenty of opportunities to weigh in. And our voices are critical. Like it or not, Most towns have finite resources. There's only so much space, time, and money to go around. Do you want a dog park or a playground? More bike lanes or wider roads? More housing or offices? And what about the homeless folks that have begun sleeping downtown? What do you think should be done? Your elected officials are there to listen. But to be fair, they can only hear the folks that show up and speak out. I get it. It is hard to feel powerful in America right now. But locally, you actually do have power to shape the world around you. If you're willing to sit through some very long meetings, if you're willing to dig into the details and minutiae of local issues, if you're willing to write a letter, organize your neighbors, and miss a family dinner or two, if you're willing to run for office. Yes, it's work, but if there's one thing I've learned at the corner of North Shoreline and Space Parkway, it's that your voice is essential. This type of democracy and the future of your town just may depend on it. Thanks for listening to this season. I'm David Boyer, and this has been The Intersection. We are beginning to plan for next season, but we're going to need your help and support to make it happen. If you've enjoyed this season, consider making a tax-deductible donation. It's easy. Just head to theintersection.fm and click on Donate. This season was made possible thanks to a grant from California Humanities, a nonprofit partner of the NEH, with technical support from our production partner, KALW. Ben Trefney is the editor, with an assist from Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Lucy Kang is the associate producer, and it's engineered by Chris Hoff and me. The theme song and music are by Eric Pearson. Special thanks to Lisa Morehouse and Lizzie Donahue, the staff of Mountain View City Hall, and my advisors on this project, Allison Arieff, Rachel Brahinsky, Martin Meeker, and Gray Brecken. And of course, this season of The Intersection is dedicated to my trusted sidekick, Studs. Until next season, I'm David Boyer, and this is The Intersection.